This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Lee Francois is a minister in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He tells a powerful story out of his days at Briarcrest College in Saskatchewan, one of the provinces of Canada. He said he went to school at a small town on Trans-Canadian Highway 1. There's only one east and west highway that goes all the way through Canada. Some of you have ridden on it. It's Highway 1. It goes from Vancouver all the way over to one of the eastern provinces. The college is there in the middle of nowhere. And he said he borrowed on a Friday his roommate's car keys and said, I need to go 20 miles east to Moose Jaw. What a name for a town, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Got some business there to take care of. May I borrow your car? I'll bring it back in time for you to leave to go 100 miles west on Highway 1 to a place called Swift Current, Saskatchewan, to see his girlfriend. Great names for towns, Moose Jaw and Swift Current. Lee Francois was on his way back from Moose Jaw, 20 miles, sees a hitchhiker on the road, pulls over, picks him up in this borrowed car. And Lee, by his own admission, said, you know, I'm not much of a personal evangelist. I'm not real good one-on-one with people, even though he's a speaker and preaches. He said, I'm not the best evangelist. But I attempted to witness to this young man in the 20-mile trek from Moose Jaw to the college. We got to the college. I said, this is all the farther I'm going. He dropped him off, and he got out on the highway again and put his thumb out to hitchhike. He came back to his room, Lee did, handed the keys to his roommate, and the roommate said, I'm out of here till Sunday night, going to see my girlfriend in Swift Current. On Sunday night, he comes back and says, Lee, you won't believe what happened to me. As I was driving west out of the town, heading toward Swift Current, there was a young man hitchhiking by the side of the road, and I pulled over and picked him up. And I started witnessing to him about my faith, and he stopped me and said, hey, man, I was just in this car. Somebody else was driving and they were saying the same thing you were. It's weird. And this young man, Lee's roommate, had 2 hours with this young man. And they drove to Swift Current, and the roommate told Lee, he said, we pulled over by the side of the road, and he said, I just asked him, would you like to accept Jesus Christ into your life right now? And they prayed together. And he said it was a powerful moment as the young man bowed his head and said, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I accept him as the Lord of my life. Lee said that was a powerful lesson for him because what he blew off as something not important, I didn't do anything powerful, there was nothing that happened. The young man said, hey, thanks, I'm out of here. The Lord used as the initial seed, and then it was followed through with the second driver of the same car, who led him to the Lord. What's that a lesson about? Is that the Lord can take whatever you and I do for him, every word we say, every act of giving of ourselves to other people, you trust the Lord to do with it what he will. It's not up to you to do everything with the results. So many of you have come from a background where you think it's all up to you. You know, if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's going to happen, I'm the one that's going to have to pull the trigger, pull the string, whatever the term is that you use to describe that kind of thing. And today, I want you to realize through two scriptures we're going to read, one from Ecclesiastes and one from the New Testament, that God takes responsibility for the results because of the power that he has in you. It's his power.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow from the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes, talking about casting your bread upon the waters. Maybe you've heard that phrase or you've even heard that scripture read, casting your bread upon the waters, but you've wondered like me, what in the world does it mean? We'll continue with that thought tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.